I appreciate the Lord and all that he means to me. It's an honor to serve him. I've written on the board, does Jesus care? And we go through circumstances in life, and many times we ask ourselves, does he really care? Does he really see the needs of our heart? And I've often wondered of the Old Testament examples that we have. Joseph. I wonder if Joseph wondered if there was a God in heaven that cared. I wonder if you think about Rahab. She testified about God. She knew what that God was, but did he really care about her? Ruth, did he really care about a Moabitess woman? Hagar. Hagar was in circumstances that were difficult. She was a slave, a servant. She didn't have choices in what was made on her life. And then ended up having a son and then being cast out. And did the Lord care about her? And the Lord did, didn't he? He cares for each one of us. But I want to remind ourselves, because sometimes we can be in circumstances in life and we maybe feel a distance and we're wondering, does Jesus care? So I'd like to start out with John, the 13th chapter. Just that first verse, John 13:1, it says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end." Does Jesus care? He loves unto the very end, doesn't he? I thank the Lord for that. So in the 15th chapter of that John, same book of John, John 15, he's conversing with them, and he's trying to describe to them the parameters of what it means to be a friend, what it means to really care, what it means. So in John 15, it says in the 13th verse, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Did Jesus do that? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He gave his life. "Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." He was saying, I and my Father have a very close relationship, and what you see manifested in me was from the Father. So if you want to get to know my Father, you have to get to know me. So he made things open to them and expounded to them what his Father was because of that connection. But he said, I want you to know these things because I want you to indeed understand my Father. I want you to know that he loves you and that I love you and that you are not just a servant of the Most High God. You're a friend. You're a friend. It says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another." So he was expounding to them or saying to them, I want you to understand we can have this same close relationship. We can have this friendship, if you will. You can know me and I know you. You can love me and I love you. Does Jesus really care? Does he really care? Yes, indeed, he does. In Mark, the 10th chapter, I imagine Job, when he was going through his tough times, did he ask, does Jesus care? Does the Lord really care about my demise, my financial failures? My grief that I have borne over the loss of all of my children, the internal, external ailments that I carry. Does he care? Jesus cared. And if you want to look into why and how he handles things, let's go to Mark, the 10th chapter and the 17th verse. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus saith unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these things I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Loved him. Do you know the love that the Lord has sometimes requires some things of us? As it was this young man. And he said unto him, "One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me." He knew where the pinpoint of his life was that needed taken care of. He knew exactly where that was. And the young man was not willing to concede that. He wasn't willing to give that to the Lord. And he was sad at the saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus was sad too. Jesus was sad because he said, he asked me something. He wanted to know what he might do to inherit eternal life. And I told him, and he renounced that. But it wasn't because the love of Jesus was not on this man. It said he loved him. He knew him inside and out, and he was trying to give him a requirement that would help him get to heaven. Do you know the Lord loves you? And sometimes when he's requiring something of you, sometimes we say, "Do you really care? Do you really not know that's what lies closest to my heart? Do you not know that I value that and I want that, and yet you're requiring that of me?" The Lord loves you. That's why. The Lord does care. If you'll go to Mark, the 8th chapter, and the first verse. It said, "In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and saith unto them, 'I have compassion on the multitude because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat.'" Why? Because the master cares. He really does care. He cared that they had been with him and had nothing to eat. "And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them come from far. And his disciples answered him, 'From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness?'" And there was one example. It may have been this one. When they were writing this down, he asked them, where is the bread? And they said, "You know, Lord, there's so many people here, we don't have it." Because it said that Jesus knew what he wanted to do with them. And you know, the Lord loves you and he knows what he wants to do in your life. "And his disciples answered him, 'From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness?' And he asked, 'How many loaves have ye?' And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and brake and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people, and they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat and were filled." Why? Because the master cares. He does care that you have not eaten for a while. He does care that he doesn't want you to walk back home and faint because of lack of nourishment. He does care, and he's going to fill you because the master cares. The master loves. The master wants to take care of you. In Mark, the 4th chapter, this is the one where we do hear them complain a little bit, or anxious a little bit, scared, fearful. 35, "And in the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, 'Let us pass over unto the other side.' And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was, in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Did he? Did he care? Did he love? Did he want them to survive? I've thought about this over and over again, because I would have been as they were, because if the ship is full of water, what is it getting ready to do? It is getting ready to sink. Everybody will be on their own in the water, and after a while, from exhaustion, you will drown. But Jesus was on the ship. Jesus was on the ship. And as a side note, I've wondered about this, because Jesus knew the elements and what he could do with them. They were under his command. He was not afraid to take a nap in the back of that ship, because he knew what he could do. But the disciples doubted. They said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And I think of that little phrase was such an affront to the Son of God. It was such an affront to Jesus, who knew to do all things. He walked on the water. The molecules shaped themselves differently because he was the master of the molecules. He knew. Now, if he'd allowed it to sink and they'd have all drowned, would they have said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And they were ready to meet the Lord. Was that truly not caring? The Lord knew. The Lord knew how he could make this. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Why? Because he does care. He does care. He cared that they feared too. He cared about that. He understood that they were needing some reassurance. So he didn't allow the boat to sink. He didn't allow them to be floundering in the water and to eventually drown. He solved it for them. And you know, we can bring to him our fears, because he already understands them. He already knows the names of them, and he already knows how to rebuke and calm them. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And this is what I want us to get a hold of this morning, that the Master really does care. He cares about your ship. He cares about the storms that affect you. He cares when the ship is full. But he's in control, and he can take care of you. Why? Because he loves you. He called you a friend. And if you will go to Matthew, the 15th chapter, and the 21st verse. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. Did Jesus care? It doesn't look like it, does it? And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. She's making too much noise. She's being too disruptive. Send her away. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. She understood if there was to be any help for her daughter, it was going to come from this man, no matter what he said to her. Did the Master care? He did greatly. And he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. So there were three rejections. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Did Jesus care? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. But many times we want to be petted. We want to be coddled. We want to be, oh, We want to feel His presence all the time. We want the assurance all the time. But do you know the Lord cares? Even when you don't always feel it. Even when it may not even be there, the Lord still cares. The Lord's still on your ship. The Lord is interested in you. Revelation's the first chapter. Before I read the last verse here, there was a story that I think it's in Streams in the Desert of three women who were praying at an altar. And the Lord was talking with the one, Jesus was talking with the one, and had His hand on her head and imploring and talking with her. Then the next instance, the second one, He would talk a little bit and touch a little bit and then walk away. And then He'll come back and talk and touch a little bit and then walk away. And the last one, He didn't touch or talk to at all. So the one that was observing this illustration said, well, that means that you loved one more than you loved the other. And he said, no, it was not this way at all. He said, this one is weak in her faith. And I have to reassure her. I have to bring her comfort because her weakness is so great. So I have to support her. This one's comfort is not, her faith is not as weak, but it's not real strong either. So I have to reassure her every once in a while that I'm here, that I'm going to take care of her. And this one on the end, who I never talked to and never touched, already knows I'm going to take care of everything. I don't always have to touch her or to talk with her because she already knows. Her faith is so strong that I don't even have to pass by. She knows that I'm going to take care of every need that she has. Do you know the Master does care? And He cares about the level of faith because there are times that we feel that we are that woman that is so weak. And the Lord cares and He's going to coddle and hug us and take care of us. But there are going to be times when we increase in our faith and we grow up a little bit. We're not going to need it quite as much because we will automatically know that the Lord cares. He does. He wants to take care of you. He loves you. Revelations 1:5, and it says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, and unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Does Jesus care? He certainly does. I desire you pray for me.